Let's say your daughter's
putting on makeup.
Let's say your daughter's in there putting on her makeup, and it's taking her forever. It's taking her. It's, you're already an hour late, and her husband says, "Well, what's she doing?" You say, "Oh, she's
prepping."
Okay. What do you put money into in your pocket to hold your loose change?
Purse.
Okay. What is the kind of jewelry that a woman might wear on her wrist?
Bracelet.
And how about a kind of necklace that she might have that's made out of different round things strung together?
Beads.
Okay. So you say, why don't you wear, and your wife has one of these, and you say, why don't you wear that? And you want to point out to her which neck thing you want her to wear. You say, why don't you wear that?
Necklace.
Okay. What are these things that you might wear to keep your trousers up over your shoulders?
Suspenders.
And what might you carry over your head in the rain?
Parasol. Umbrella.
Okay. You know what the difference, is there a difference in your mind between a parasol and an umbrella? Okay.
It just changed, you know, as it came along. It was always umbrella. And then
would you use an umbrella to keep the sun off of you, your little white
They did, they did. I didn't. But they really did. You know, they used to ride in buggies, and they had umbrellas.
Well, did the women not want to get too much sun on their skin? Well, the women now like to be suntanned.
That's right, but back then, they didn't care too much about it. They're trying to keep from it.
What if, would they really think that a woman who was kind of got freckled and sunburned in her face, do they think that looked kind of bad?
They probably thought she worked in the fields.
Yeah.
She wasn't a lady that stayed in the house.
You know, some of them did work in the field. You know, some of them, you know, young girls too. They sort of had to.
Mm-hmm. If they had to.
Mm-hmm.
What is a large pillow that goes clear across the bed? One large...
Bed spread?
No, it's a pillow.
Oh, pillow?
Goes clear across the bed.
Why don't you write that down? That's kind of a hard
one. No, because he
Well, it could be different ones.
Well...
Or some people have sort of like a sofa in a room, and they have... Oh, this big pillow arrangement that goes all the way across the back of it. But they could take that off and use it as a bed. But when they put that back on, it looks sort of like a sofa. Can't think of it either.
Well, I might not even know the name of that. Yes. That when they put it on there.
Mm-hmm.
She's trying to
It might look sort of like just a single twin-size bed, but when you put that big cushion, that big pillow across the back of it, it looks sort of like a sofa. But when you take that off, you just set it on the floor.
What you're looking for, a name for
the name
big,
of that pillow
that,
that
pillow.
Goes all the way across.
Well, if you don't have a name
for it. I think that that's just not that important if you don't have a name for it.
What do you call it?
What is
a bolster?
Oh no, we never heard of it. That's what I say.
A little hard to think it up if you
never heard of it.
Well, it wouldn't have to be called that.
Yeah.
It could be called something else. Women used to make these. They use them for blankets, and they'd stuff them, they'd put batting in them, and sew them together. What are they called?
Quilt.
Okay. And if you had a bed on the floor, maybe a child had a bed on the floor, what might you call that?
Pallet.
Okay. You had a terrific crop this year because the ground is so
wet.